Love Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church in our prayer room ministries. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast. Praise God. I'm running late and doing all kind of stuff, but I don't have a complaint at all. I just thank and praise God today for being back on our radio broadcast. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I'm indeed happy to be here. I bring you greetings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, as well as the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And I tell you today, it's been a challenge, but it's been good. So I thank and praise God on today for each one of you. I just know that I got to keep pressing. I have to keep pressing. So y'all bear with me. I'm doing the best that I can while I can. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order today. We're going to have a song and a prayer in just one second. Okay, y'all, give me one second here. Give me one second, everyone. Don't say I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Well, anyway, I gotta do what I gotta do. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity, even though I'm in a bad place right now. I just thank God for this bad place because, hey, it could be much worse. So I give God glory. And I give him praise on today. We're going to get ready to read. Scripture reading will be coming from, we're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I praise thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followed hard after thee. Thy right hand blotted me. Thy right hand My soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. I have just read you Psalm 63 in its entirety. Let me see where we are. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Y'all, give me a minute. I'm trying to get y'all on here. What is going on? I'm trying to see y'all. Laptop still won't work, so God is good. You just got to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. Let me get y'all on here for a minute. Here, come on now. God is good. I need a song. Come on now. There we go. All right. Praise the Lord, y'all. Just bear with me. God is so good. Okay. Now I can just take it. Anyway, I'm getting ready to pray. We'll come back to the song. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this morning, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just come today, God, just thanking and praising you for this opportunity, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise today. We magnify your holy name. Father, I come right now asking you to bind up the strong man today, Father. I ask you to bind up the strong man right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you today. I praise you today. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to do your will. I don't care how it looks. I just thank you, Father. I give you glory for this opportunity. I don't care. I'm going to keep on pressing until I get what I need to do. I just give you glory, and I magnify your name on today. I glorify you, God. You such an awesome God. I just thank you, God. I praise you, Lord. I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you praise. We thank you on today. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone that's listening, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, just give us grace and mercy today. We need it today, God. In the name of Jesus, bless this service, God. I ask you to move me from myself so you can use me to minister whatever it is that you have to speak to your people for today, God, and about today, God. In the name of Jesus, move me. Let Deborah decrease and the Holy Ghost increase. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank and praise God. Let me see if I can get a song. Thank God. I'm so grateful today. I don't care what the enemy try to make out of it. and all of that stuff, because y'all know I'll sing my own stuff. I ain't got time for this. I don't have time for it. So, you know, I'm just giving God the praise and the glory today. I just thank him on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. Amen. We're going to have to just keep going, because this thing right here is study saying I don't have internet service, and all while I was in the place, I had it. So I don't know. I know it's the enemy. I do know that. But God is good today. We want to just stay encouraged, because I'm encouraged. I'm not going to let him get me down. I'm up here. You know, something, praise the Lord. I can praise on y'all a lot and shine in a minute. So don't push me, don't test me, honey, because I'll show singing and be happy about it, because God has been good to me on this day. He's blessed me every which way, and I thank and praise God today for all that he's done for me. Everything saying no internet, and I already, okay. Amen. So, giving reverence to God in all of you. I had all my stuff together before I came out of there. And you know how the enemy is. He always trying to show up and show out. But that's all right, because he ain't going to stop nothing today. The devil is a, he ain't stopping nothing today. So here in the hot sun, ain't nobody falling business but mine. But I just thank and praise for this opportunity to testify. This is my testimony today, how good God is. Even though I'm trying, I'm stepping out on God's word. I'm trying to be obedient to what he's called me to do. So I have to do. I shouldn't even probably be doing this, but I'm doing this. But I thank God in spite of it all. I thank God that he's standing with me. And long as I feel like, long as I'm obedient to him and do what he say do, he's going to support me. He's going to uphold me. He's going to do the things that he's supposed to do for me. So I just thank and praise God. He is such an awesome God. I slept so good last night. He just did what he had to do and everything I needed to do this morning. By the grace of God, I was up doing it. And I thank and praise God. No, I did not want to do. Sometimes, you know, God, I don't think we can bear it. But it's not what we think. It's, you know, it's not God or how much we can think. Be much we can bear. Thank and praise God that he'll make everything possible, that you can minister with a type. I give him glory, and I just thank him for all that he's done. I thank him for little bitty things that he do. God is good, I'm telling y'all. And it's going to be worth God here what the situation is, but I do know that I'm obedient to him. It's not about no money, but it's about what God would have us to do in a time when we giving out of our needs, when we doing what we can't hardly do, we just making it through. That's when God bless you. When you don't even hardly know the people, and you do what you have to do. I give God glory, and I give him praise today. I just honor God. I'm telling you, I praise him. So this is, anyone else have a testimony? Because I can't holler like I want to. I don't really care, but I can't holler like I want to holler. I can't do like I really want to. But is there any more testimonies today? And I know everybody's busy. Everybody's doing this and that. I still have to keep thinking for you, even if you are supporting. And I thank God for it. There any more testimonies? Okay. Well, I don't. Can somebody play a song for me? Can somebody sing or play a song?
I was going to do my testimony. I'm a little long-winded right now, but I'm going to do my testimony because I know that God is who he say he is. He is not going to leave us nor forsake us. And I thank and praise him on this morning for just giving me this long-winded breath, for just putting it all in my body. I just thank and praise God on today for just giving me and my family a mind to want to praise him and a mind to just lift him up, talk to him, worship him, love on him. Oh, I just thank him for Jesus on the
thank
day.
You, God.
Just
thank
sending
you,
him
Jesus.
Just to comfort all of us. Because if it had not been for the blood of Jesus, where would we be? So I just thank you on today. And I just want to encourage somebody today that if you don't know him, get to know him. I just want to encourage somebody today. It's always about restarting what God has planned for you. Find your purpose.
God.
I just want to thank and praise him on today for just
giving
us love, God, because
that's how
he made this world. He made it out of love.
God.
I just want to thank him
thank you, Lord, today
for just giving us the mind to want to praise him on today. But thank
God.
You,
Hallelujah.
God, for just giving us a mind.
You,
and I could
play
something for you all.
Thank you.
I just want you all to pray my strength in the Lord. And I'm going to try to play some right quick.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Just give me a second.
Just wanna make it to heaven.
Yes,
just wanna make it in.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanna call
you. Yes, God, hallelujah.
I'm gonna be free from sin. Oh.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. Is there any more testimonies before we go into the Word of God? Amen. Well, you know, I just thank and praise God for, like I said, each one of you that's on this radio broadcast on today. Father, I ask you to just speak through me, God. Speak through me, God. Let me decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase and use this empty vessel. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And y'all, like I say, bear with me. I'm not going to do anything else but what the Lord tell me to do. Our scripture reading is coming from Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 through 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 through 14. And it reads, that I may know him and in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. The verse is, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So the subject, if I just had to have one, is moving forward. God is such a good God. He's an all-knowing God. And a lot of things that we've already got are that we think we are already where we need to be in Christ. But we, you know, some people think that they already perfect, or they, you know, trying to get perfect. And I know we're all trying to be perfect for God, but when I looked up that word perfect in the Greek, perfect meant maturity. So we all are maturing in Christ, and we should, if we're a believer, if we're a Christian, we should be maturing every day. We should be doing things more and more every day. We should be seeing our spiritual life every day. We should be taking more from different people. We should be humbling ourselves more and more in things. We should be reading and praying more and more every day. We should be doing spiritual things more and more. This is what this means. When we perfect ourselves, it means that we are maturing more, and that's in the Greek, because when you look it up in just a regular Bible dictionary, it means something else. But in the Greek, it means maturity. It means that you're matured. When you get it, and I don't think it's going to be a place where we're going to be able to just be perfect on this earth, because I feel like that, you know, this is really not our home. We just passing through when God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. So, and when we get there, it's when we're going to be perfect. So all the suffering and all what we're going through, all the things that we doing here, all the fight that we have and all of the whatever it is that we're doing, suffering and going through and trying to live like this and trying to live like that, we're maturing. I believe it's helping us to see better and see clearer of what we're supposed to be. We're maturing every day. I don't care if you just was baptized 2 weeks ago. Somebody gonna see the change in you the next 2 or 3 days after your baptism, after you accept Christ. Somebody gonna see the change in you. So what you need to know that you being blessed in your maturing in Christ, you moving forward. You know, moving forward. It says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Now, obtain means to grasp or to take hold of. You know, just like you can say, and I can say how Jesus kept me from a burning hell. He grasped me. He grabbed me. He snatched me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet on a rock, established my going. He did this. But it says, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of God, of Jesus, of the resurrection of the dead. That's what it says, y'all. I got my big book right over in the other seat. Just forgive me. But I'm going to have to preach this thing like God giving it to me, because I can't hardly see. And but what this all means is we need to eat more spiritual food. We need to do more spiritual things. We need to develop. So we can develop. If we eat that spiritual food, if we do spiritual exercise, everything we do is spiritual, we're going to develop that character of God. We're going to develop in Christ now. But we're moving forward every day. If we do these things, we're going to move forward every day. We're gonna have a growth spiritually like you wouldn't believe. So if we, these, I'm not going to say they're habits, but they're attributes we need to be doing every day. We need to be thanking God. We need to try to help somebody. We need to, even though a lot of times we can be right, sometimes we have to take down even when we write. Sometimes we have to take real ridicule even when we write. We have to, you know, let that thing go. Whatever it is in behind us, let it go. Let it go. Press on. Because what we're doing is trying to see Jesus. Where are we trying to get? We're trying to see Jesus. We're trying to get what Jesus is. He's going to be here on earth, but he's going to renovate this earth. He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. So what we need to be doing is moving forward. Don't look what you done been through all these years. Sometimes you have to do it just to encourage yourself to see where he brought you from, but not the mistakes you made. Don't look back at those things. You know, the things that God allowed you to fall and God allowed you to get through, don't even worry about them, because what they did was they pushed you. They moved you forward. They brought you on up to where you need to be, to the, almost to purpose, where you is in your life today. All that stuff behind, leave it behind. But you're supposed to press toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus. Cannot let things like this make you stay in a place. Stay there for your harm. This is not for good. When you stand in some mess, you stand in something that you shouldn't be standing in. You should be, come on out of that. He said, come from among them. Come on out of that stuff. You have to move forward. Press forward toward the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. And believe me, I'm not explaining it like I should, but you know, God won't let me look at papers and stuff. If I can't get it from the word, I won't get it. But I know it says, 13 says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So we got to reach after the purpose that God put us on this earth for. We got to be reaching after whatever it is God want us to do. God is going to show you what you're going to do, but he wants you to reach for. He want to know that you want to get there. He want to know that you're not going to be comfortable, but he going to want to know, do you see what you're here for? Toward it. Don't look at the mistakes I allowed you to go through for a testimony. Don't look at where I brought you from, in the dirt, in the clay and all that, but just reach for what's in the front. You have to look for the prize that's in the front. You have to look and reach out. Know that you can grasp it. Jump to it. Just run for it. And do what God tells you to do so you can get to it. In the name of Jesus, we got to just stop looking back. We got to look forward to the new things that God promised us. God has promised us that he will never leave us. He promised us that he'll never forsake us. He promised us that if we, his word is in us and we in him, we can ask whatever we will, and he'll do it for us. He promised us that he will answer prayers if we in his will. He promised us these things, that he's going to take care of us, that he's our provider, that he supply every need, that he'll heal us. He promised us that. He say, look forward. Don't look back. He say, look forward. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let's go forward in God. We got to move forward. People say that stuff all the time as a fad. We don't know what they be saying, but moving forward, this is what we got to do. We got to move forward and look for it where God wants to be working us, because we all have a new journey. We all have a new thing to go through. Purposes in our life. We got to move forward. Hallelujah. that we may please God in everything we do and say. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. We need to praise him every chance we get. We need to lift up the Lord and praise him all the time. Every now and then you say to yourself, oh, praise you, Lord, praise Jesus. That's good, too. But we need to cry out before God. We need to worship God in spirit and in truth. We need to press toward the high, call it. We need to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. We got to think, just think. We ain't all that perfect, but we maturing every day. The stuff we go through, just look at me. I'm out here with one phone on one lap, a leg and another phone, and burning up. It's 90 degrees, and I don't care because hell is 20 million times hotter than this. And I'm going to obey God. I don't care who hear me. I don't care why they listening. Maybe God sent them for this word. I don't care. I don't care. My concern is me being obedient to God's word and pressing forth, pressing my way, pressing toward that mark. That's what that prize. The high calling of Jesus Christ. That's what I want to please Jesus. Not man, but Jesus. So I thank God today. And I hope this word help us because we need to hear this sometime. We got to move forward. We can't stay in one spot. When you see yourself standing in one spot, something wrong. Something is wrong. Truly wrong. We got to move on. We can't stay there. Something got to happen. Something got to change. So I hope by the grace of God, you receive this word from the Lord because it sure ain't from me. But I thank God he used me to speak his word. And it may not come out like I wanted to come out, but it came out like the Holy Spirit brought it out. It came out because all I did was read over. And God is a good God. He's a good God. He's perfect. We're not, but he is. But we're maturing. We're maturing in the word. We're trying to get perfect. We're growing by God's grace. We're doing what we have to do. That's what it is. But I'm telling you today, if Jesus had not matured enough for God to send him to die for our sins, I don't know what we would have done. But he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for you, you, and you. He said, put those sins in the sea of forgiveness. When we repent, he said, forget that stuff. He said, I'm giving you a new lease. Get. Do what I called you to do. So he don't look back on that stuff, and we shouldn't look back on it either. We got to press. We got to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Just like Jesus died for us, we got to get out there and show them that we appreciate it. That's what we got to do. That's the things that we have to do. Press and know that God is with us. Amen. So I thank and praise God for just your listening today. I thank and praise God for your listening today. You don't have to, and I don't take it for granted. But I thank God for giving me the fortitude or giving me the mind to not say, well, we ain't going to have it today. No. I don't care how hot it get. I don't care how tired it get. I'm going to be a mouthpiece for the Lord. And I just thank God on today. We're going to get ready. If anyone want to join this ministry, the doors of this ministry and church is open. You can come just as you are. You don't even have to join this ministry, but you can join any church that's doing the will of God. We're going to get ready for our communion, to take our communion. It's scriptures here and get them ready. Amen. You know, God is so perfect. I just thank God because he surely don't have to do the things that he do for us. And sometimes we take for granted and sometimes we don't. But I know this one thing, that I know God is worthy to be praised. I know he look at our heart and see where we are in him. He looks at our heart and know. So, I guess I'm going to do this because I need. Amen. I pray that everybody is ready. We're going to want you, someone to pray over the, to pray for the communion. Then I want someone to pray for the bread and the wine, and then I'll go through it. We got leaders on this radio broadcast. I don't care who do it. If you're in a place where you can, you may not even be in a place where you can do it. Amen. Well, y'all know the blood still have power. It's still power in the blood of the Lord. So, Father, I come today asking you to cover us today, God, in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about us to protect us. Father, we come now repenting and confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you to search our hearts and our minds and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be God, we ask you to remove it today. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we just thank you for sending your son. We thank you for allowing him to die for our sins. God, we thank you on today that you cleansed us and purified us, God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless this juice and bless this bread. Change it from a natural use. Change it from a natural use to a supernatural use. Okay, we're going to let Prophet Stadler finish up for me. Amen. Hello? Oh, you can't do it. Okay, I'm sorry. Bless your heart. Father, we ask you right now to bless this bread and this juice. Change it from a natural use to a supernatural use. Let it be for healing. Let it be for deliverance. And let it be for setting us free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we just thank you that you cleansed us, God, from all unrighteousness. We thank you on today. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. After the same manner also, he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord of death till it come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. Okay. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Amen. We thank and praise God for that communion today. We give God all the praise and all the glory. Now we're going to have another song, and then we're going to dismiss. God bless you all. Nothing but the blood, y'all know it's power in the blood. It is power in the blood of Jesus, and we have to remember that. When all else fail, call on the name of Jesus. Depend on the blood of Jesus. He'll get you there. Amen. We're going to get ready to close out. And it wasn't what I wanted today, but God knows how it is. So I just thank him. Praise God. As long as I kept pressing, God made it possible anyway for his word to go forth. So I thank and praise God today. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your holy name. We glorify your name on today, Lord. We just thank you for this service on today. We thank you for the communion service, Lord. We give you praise. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. God, I ask you to bless their children, grandchildren, and great-grand. Bless their families, God. Bless their jobs. Bless today in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. You all enjoy the rest of your holiday, the rest of your day. God bless you. I'll see you soon. God bless you. Have a good day. I love you all. Have a good day.